Okay, let's see if we can figure out what water is. So water, if you think about water, you breathe water. It's in the air that you breathe. You are a water vessel. And you're moving around in the atmosphere, which is water. You can actually swim in water. You can jump in water. Swim, but you have to hold your breath, you know. So water is all around you. It's in you. And you're actually breathing water, some percentage of water in every breath you take. People talk about humidity, right? It's humid. H-U-M-I-D. Hue is different shades. M is water vessel. ID is identity. Humid, humidity. Humid. Notice the word mid is middle. Humid, it, e. Hue, a shade. All right, shade of what? The middle God man, the middle part. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. It, e. So anyway, you just think about it. Water is a typology of the ether of the spirit, because in him we live and breathe and have our being. And so water, you have to drink it. You walk through it. You breathe it. It rains, you know, to give growth. The growth of the plants and the... You have... It's necessity for life. So water is a typology of the spirit, the ether of the spirit. God's word is spirit. He said, the words I speak are spirit and life. So everything around you is a derivative of the spirit. And so your water vessel is actually... Think about it. Your water vessel is clay. Clay is holding the water. It's just like if you go out and get some clay out of the ground and you make a cup and you pour some water in it, but you need water to make the clay. You actually have to wet the clay to make it into a shape, into a cup. And so the Holy Spirit, your acts in him we live and breathe and have our being, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we live of the Spirit. The Spirit is shaping us so we can hold the Spirit. Let me say that again. Just like you go outside and get a piece of clay dirt and mix it with some water and shape it into a cup so it can hold the water. The clay needs the water to be shaped in order to hold the water. And that's why God's word is powerful, is more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing of sunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrows, a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So you're in the water. The water's in you. You drink the water. You can swim in the water. You're a water vessel. So the water is penetrating pretty much everything. And so likewise, the Spirit is penetrating everything. So the Spirit of God and his word are the same, really. God's word, God's spirit. So the word of God penetrates your heart to shape you and change you so that you can hold and contain more of the spirit. As you're being changed and transformed and renewed and shaped, then you can hold more water, more spirit. You can hold more truth. You can stretch out and hold more and grasp deeper truths. So water is a typology of the ether of the spirit. And you're swimming in it. You're drinking it. You're living of it. And so same, Jesus said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. You're eating and drinking of Christ. your experience in life, because Jesus is eternal life, and so is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're hid in Christ in God. So Christ is in you, but you're in Christ. So that tells you it's from Him, through Him, and to Him. Jesus is the Word was with God, the Word was God. So that tells you everything in front of you is a derivative of the Spirit, and you're actually living and breathing as a vessel by the Spirit, in the Spirit, through the Spirit. Everything's from Him, through Him, and to Him. So the Spirit's everywhere, and you're swimming in it. You're a vessel, you're walking in it, you're traveling in it, and you're pretty much living by the Spirit, through the Spirit, to the Spirit, being changed into the Word. And so the Word cuts you, the Word turns you, the Word changes you, so that you're turned back into the Word. So you become a copy of the Word as you take your character, your char actor, and you start to die to the old Adam, die to the old self, and walk in the new Adam. And so you're being changed by the Spirit into the Spirit. That's what's happening. You're moving from a clay, dirt, clay vessel, and you're being molded by the Spirit. The water molds the clay, and eventually you're so saturated with the water that you just evaporate into the Spirit. Your life is a vapor, right? So eventually you just, Enoch walked with God and was not, right? He changed. Enoch walked with God and was not. So the more you walk with God, eventually you just become Spirit. You're moving from clay vessel to a Spirit vessel. That's the whole purpose. That's the purpose of the rapture of the church. You're changed in the twinkling of an eye. It's a metamorphosis. So you look at the butterfly, and it's changed from a caterpillar to a butterfly. So there's a cocoon, there's a phase change. You're being changed. It's a shift. And so God is taking His Word, His Spirit, and changing you into the new creature, moment by moment, day by day, year by year. Every moment is really the same. And as you approach the Spirit mind, you see past time, and you see that there's really nothing new. You're just, everything's the same truth. You think you're going somewhere. You're not really going anywhere. You're just being changed in the inside by His Spirit. That's what's happening.